Hello and welcome back. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host. And this is the show where we help our community of big impact experts. And that's you if you find yourself being an expert who not just wants to earn money and profit in your business, but you also want to make a big positive impact in the lives of your clients, your community, and also the world. In fact, you probably prioritize that impact over the profits, but you really need both in order to be able to do it. And so we like to bring you guests and topics that are going to help you make that bigger impact. And today, I'm very excited about this topic because often we talk about different marketing tactics and sales tactics and tools and technology. And today we're going to talk about manifestation. And it's a topic we probably don't discuss enough, but I have a master here with me today. She's laughing. We were talking about this before we started recording, so it's triggered that. So Amanda Slate is my guest today. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So happy that you have me here. It's a perfect time for us to be talking about this now.
Yeah, as we close out 2025, depending on when you're listening to this episode, because somebody might listen to it in the future. But right now, as we close out 2025 and go into 2026 and that new year, it's a good time to reflect. And I'm just went through this recently where thinking about what did I learn this year?
Right.
And gosh, did we ever come a long way since January? And then what new learning do we want to apply in the year coming up? So this is a really timely conversation. So Amanda, I think a great place to start is tell them a little bit more about you. How did it come to be that this is your topic? This is your thing. This is the thing that you help people utilize in their life so that they can manifest the impact that they want to make.
Well, thank you. And thanks again for having me on the show. So I came from 20 years of corporate. So I was vice president of sales and marketing. And, you know, I climbed up the corporate ladder, did really well until one day my soul got me fired. And it was really about it's time to move on. And so I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't have a plan B. I knew I didn't want to go back into corporate, but I didn't know what I wanted to do next. So part of what occurred was me really diving in to more of a spiritual practice, into energetic healing, and to understand energy and to understand how to utilize it to create and manifest what I wanted. Back then, I didn't know that. I didn't know that that was going to be the journey that it would take me on. And what I found through my own personal journey is that it's not just about wishing it or creating a vision board or writing it down, affirming it. It wasn't about that. You know, when The Secret came out, it was about the law of attraction. There's so much more to manifestation than that. And I found as I started doing my own work and what started downloading for me is the Diamond Code Creative System, which is built on sacred geometry, spiritual principles, but life and business strategic alignment. Because if you're not aligned to what you really want to manifest, it's not going to happen. You'll manifest, but you won't manifest what you really want.
Yeah, and sometimes it can feel a little frustrating. I remember my early days of really realizing, you know, early days in my manifestation journey, where as a control freak, I was trying to manufacture a result.
Right.
It's no, like, we try to why make it isn't motion. It here yet? Why isn't this happening? And it's like that was part of my resistance as I came to learn. But what are some of the mistakes that you find people are making? Like, where are they not, you know, like you mentioned The Secret, and I think it's great. Yes, we want to get aligned and we want to, you know, visualize things, but I think it failed to talk about action, which is something. What are some of the misconceptions around manifestation that you hear all the time?
Well, the other thing that it failed to do was talk about how is it vibrating within you. And so you might have a thought and a belief, a vision, But if you don't bring it in and it's not visceral, you're not feeling it, and it's not vibing within you, remember, we're all energy. It's all energy and it's frequency. If you're not vibing with what you want to manifest, then again, you're not going to really manifest what you want. You go back to what you just said. You try to make it happen. You try to force it. You're chasing after it. You're pushing. Listen, I came from corporate. I'm a type A personality. I totally get that. And but it is really about vibrational alignment. Once you have that, you got to take action to create that vibrational alignment. Because let's say that you have conditioning and programming of not enough. I don't do enough. You have fear of failure or even fear of success. Or you have all the shoulds running you, and that's all third dimensional energies, fear-based motivation. It's only going to get you so far. And what we're talking about is manifesting really what you truly desire and manifesting your fullest potential, because you already have it within you, but there might be a lot of stuff inside, a lot of energetic blocks and stinking thinking and really emotional stagnation that gets in your way. So part of the action is to really heal and resolve that, transform that energy into a higher frequency so that you can manifest at a whole different level.
Love that. And I don't think I've heard it said quite that way, where the first step is to heal.
Yes.
Because if people think it's like, I set a goal, it's like, what's step one? Well, I'm going to call this prospect that I want to turn into a coaching client, or I'm going to send them an email, or they think of that as the steps. Heal is, I never hear that as the first step.
Well, think about this. You've got your listeners are really great coaches. They're here to make a difference. They want to make big impact out there, right? Mm-hmm. However, if they don't feel worthy or valuable in doing that, and they might have a great idea, a vision, but again, they don't feel like, can I really do it? And maybe they're afraid of being seen or visible, then they're going to get in their way. And like you just said, sending the email to get the client instead of to attract the client. Right. And so it's super important that you have to heal the issues that are going on within you that would push away. Actually, it's push away energy of what you really want to do. And so many people have great ideas, but then they'll only go so far, and then they'll drop off. You know, it's like making New Year's resolutions and goals, and you, all right, let's go. And that lasts, what, a few days, a few weeks, but, probably a month or 2 months, 3 months into the year, that already is winged out. And that happens, too, with people with their ideas of what they want to do in their business, but they get in their way.
Yeah, and I think, there's times where I know I've done that to myself, where I set a goal. It's like, okay, it's January, let's go for it. But the energy is wrong. And I often say to the people in my group coaching program that I find it easier to get a client when I don't need one.
Yes. Listen, if you need a client because you need money, they feel that. It's a push away energy. Like, I do not call potentials if I'm in a scarcity mindset, and I'm very rarely in that anymore. I think one of the number one things that any one of your people can do is move into a prosperity consciousness. And you can have a prosperity consciousness even if you only have 10 cents in your bank account. Even if you maybe only have a couple prospects, you still can have a prosperity consciousness, because that prosperity consciousness is not linked to lack, and it's not linked to a lower vibration. It's linked to believing, trusting that the universe is abundant, and that it has your back. And you just have to be open to receiving it. Yes, you have to take the steps. You still have to do that email, make that phone call. But you do it when you're in a higher vibration, higher frequency, a better mindset. Because no one's going to buy from someone that's scared and that is in lower frequency. They feel it. They know it. You know, they intuit it, whether they realize it or not.
I love all of that. And, you know, and it could be confusing out there because there's other messages like you get on, let's say you go to a sales training and they say, well, if you have somebody on the call, you should stay on with them and answer all of their objections until they finally say yes. And it can feel really manipulative to do that, first of all. And
and
they're not really sold. They're not really
sold. No, because you're now, what you're playing in is a paradigm of the third dimension, and you're trying to convince them, you know, instead of inviting them in. You're trying to even enroll them instead of inviting them, like, I have this. When you can stand in your frequency, in your power, this is what I have to offer you. Then that's what people are attracted to. But if you're trying to, well, I can do this for you and this for this. Anytime I hear somebody say, I heal this person or I empower this person, I'm like, no, your job is to show them how to do that and maybe facilitate that. But you don't heal the person. They heal themselves. You don't empower them. They empower themselves. So when you stand in your own heart-centered authority of what you can offer and you know the value that you hold, then that is what clients are going to be attracted to. Not that you're trying to tell them what to do or tell them, this is how I can solve your problem. Right?
Mm-hmm. That is so true. And, you know, again, there's been times in the journey where I do it the opposite of that.
I've done it too. Listen, this is right? How you learn, right?
It's just part of being human, I think. And that is, but we go through times, especially, you know, you mentioned having 10 cents in your bank account. I found for myself, it took a tremendous amount of faith to allow during that time. And I'll tell you, it took me a long time. But when I stacked up enough times where I saw that the universe did have my back, where the money always was there on time, where it was sending me what I had asked for, but I was rejecting it or not seeing it or whatever, it started to get easier and easier. Do we still have times that we're stuck in not enough? Yeah, sometimes. But then we remind ourselves that it's like, you know, it's always here at the right time. In terms of getting clients, I might talk to 10 people in a week. And I used to get really attached to certain people, that person must be a client. That's forcing. Now it's like, I don't know which one of you is going to become a client, but I know one of you are.
Right.
And I'll let you decide.
You're trusting that the people that you're to serve are going to be the ones that say yes. And I liken it to, I love the universe has its sorting hat. So I might have, you know, several conversations, but through those conversations, the universe is going to sort out who I'm not to serve because they're not ready or not in alignment for me to serve them. And I so trust that process. And I trusted that process early on, even when, you know, finances was difficult. But once you get, it's kind of like, you know, the book, The Tipping Point. Once you get to a certain place, and again, it doesn't mean the amount of money you have in your bank account, but more a vibrational frequency of prosperity and really knowing that it's there, that it's possible, that there's this tipping point that happens, and then there's flow that occurs. And then that's when you can really start playing with it because it's like, What do I want to manifest? You know, recently I just manifested in a new home. I knew I wanted to move. I knew I wanted to be by the beach, that I wanted to like really walk to the beach or and be able to even have a view of the beach and the ocean, right? I didn't know how. That wasn't my job to do. That's always the universe's job. But what I gave to the universe was, here, this is what I'd like to have happen, or here's my vision. Can you show me how? And can you guide me along the way? And the second place I looked at was the place. And you know, I'm looking out here right now, and I see a beautiful ocean and a beach. And every single room in my place, I see that. Didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew it was possible because I've actually worked with the manifestation template from the Diamond Co-Creative System for 25 years. So I know if I put something in there, I've asked the universe for the help. And you mentioned something earlier where I was like, oh yeah, this is about co-creating. We're always co-creating, whether we realize it or not. And we're co-creating with the universe. We're co-creating with one another. And it's create, and we're also the creator. So if I didn't let the universe know this is what I would like, then it can't help me, right? So, you know, part of what the law of attraction is, you know, with the have the vision, right? Do put it down on paper, you know, even have the vision board, have your journals and so on. However, you have to then see if it's vibrationally congruent. And if not, do the work to get vibrationally congruent. And, you know, when I went from that 10 cents in the bank account, there was a time back in 2017, not that long ago, where my ex and I literally had 20 bucks. Do we put it in the gas tank so he could go into the city to go to work, or do we buy food? At that point, I still didn't have scarcity consciousness. In fact, it really rose me up to make sure I had prosperity consciousness. I believe this was only temporary. It was not going to be, it's not how I wanted to live my life. It was just a temporary blip. And, you know, now I have a multi-six-figure business. Now, you know, 2017, 2025. That's not a long span, right? So it is really important to know what is going on within you in order to manifest what you want.
I love that. And thank you for sharing that story. I think that really demonstrates, you know, the faith that, yeah, that, well, I know that that is something I remind myself of all the time with everything, and trying not to be the control freak and not, you know, yeah, not, it's not a this or that. It's like, but abundance is that, you know, it's already here.
Well, I love what you just said. It's not a this or that, because the this or that, the either or, is again, third dimensional frequencies. Fifth dimension is and, you know, it's like when the money would come in, thank you for this, and I want more. So it's not discounting what came in. And we also have these bills to pay. So it's not about, it's not enough. It's the requesting, the and open to receiving it.
And then I guess also having the faith that the and is also either on its way or already here.
Exactly.
How many times in my life has it already been here and I just didn't see it?
Well, and you, so many people block themselves from receiving. Like somebody says, oh, let me pay for lunch. And you're like, oh, no, that's okay. Hello, the universe just wanted to buy you lunch and you just, you know, that's mm-hmm. 20 bucks you didn't have to put out, but you could have put that towards something else. And the other thing is, if we don't allow someone to do something for us, they give us this gift, then we're saying no to the universe, but we're also saying no to them, and they're not able to provide what they wanted to provide, right?
I feel like we could talk about this all day. I mean, you and I really, we knew this from the first couple of conversations that we had that were really aligned in a lot of ways. What is the best way for someone listening in to learn more and to start to put this, what you're talking about, into practice? Or even if they're already doing some of it, but not all of it, like what is their next steps? Like, what are the things that they can do to start to get better at manifesting as we go into the new year?
Well, I think I teach the five A's. The five A's is acknowledge what isn't working and what doesn't serve you. Then having the awareness, the second is the awareness of the energies of what's going on for you. And acknowledge, aware, and accept what is. Don't have judgments about it. I didn't have judgments that we only had 10 cents in a bank. I just went, oh, well, I guess we got to get going on something here. So we got to do something different. This doesn't work, right? But accept what is, and then take the action. The action is the healing, is the transformation that's needed. And that includes hiring a coach, hiring a practitioner, especially energetic healing practitioner, because if you don't heal it energetically, it's not a mindset game. It's healing it energetically, realigning your energy energetically, because again, it's all about vibrations. And then the last one is the A is alignment. So align to what you really want. So you always have choice, you know? Like this, guess what? You could choose something differently. You are the creator and co-creator. So that would be part of it. And then they can also download. We give this away for free, our manifestation template. And I was told early on, give it away. Really? I could charge a lot of money for it. But it is really about, we want people to manifest the life, the business, the relationships, the money, the health, the well-being that they are here to experience and live. And especially for those that are here to make a difference, to really love and lead and live their legacy, the manifestation template actually helps you save time, money, effort, because it's helping you look at what energetically is aligned, what isn't. And it helps you to say to the universe, hello, I need some help, because we're not here to do it by ourselves. And the minute you ask the universe is orchestrating that, call this, all of a sudden you'll get a hit, call this person. Oh, go to this meeting. Oh, maybe attend here. It orchestrates it. If you allow yourself to listen and take action with the intuitive hit or the guidance that you were given, right? And so with the manifestation template, it helps you to get more refined into what it is that you're to do, right? And it gets you more refined into being intentional. So that's part of it. And then, you know, we have an amazing opportunity coming up for all of us in 2026. 2026. And no matter if you're listening to this later on in 2026 or 2027, this information is pertinent. 2026 is a numerology year of a one. One is all about new beginnings, innovation, creativity, leadership, and accelerated manifestation. So what does that mean? And not only that, not only is it a 1 year, it's starting a whole new 9-year cycle. So whatever you do, whatever you embody, whatever you intend in 2026 is playing out for the next 9 years. So it's so important to lay a foundation that you can build upon that's not fear-based, but it is love-based, it is joyous, it is what you're here to do, it's your legacy. It is very much about being very deliberate in 2026. And I've never been this excited in my whole life about a new year, this new year is amazing what it's going to bring to us. And, you know, everyone might go, oh, good. You know, 2025 was maybe quite a year. Well, it was, because there was a lot of completion that was happening in it, culmination that was happening, and contribution. A lot of you have been looking at, how do I want to contribute? How has your business shifted? What are different ways that you're expanding? Because 2026 in this next decade is the next level of you, and it's the next level of living life and being of service.
That sounds amazing, especially for all of us who are on that big impact path, wanting to make a big impact, right? And there's something energetic, even with, thank you for sharing about the numerology behind this, but because I was already noticing an energy shift.
Yes.
It feels different.
It is. The energy shift is because as we're winding up 2025, again, it's a completion year. And it's also, you know, a year where we've gone really within and, you know, done some work, or maybe there's things that you've let go, people that you've let go. It's been really a big year. And, you know, we see this even worldwide, all the chaos and, you know, all everything that's happening. But this is also happening within us internally, because we're choosing. This is the opportunity to choose. What is it? What life do you want to live? And there is this, there's going to be, you're going to feel like a breath of fresh air coming in to 2026. And I'm so excited, because I've been doing these January kind of kickoff annual events that always talk about the numerology of the year and how to plan for the year based on numerology. You know, it's really about the manifestation, the vision, and getting very connected as soul level. You know, what's your soul line path and purpose? And we have, one coming up this January. And I am so excited about it, because I don't even know what it's all going to be about. There's so much that's coming in, but I can feel the energy. Like what you said, Chuck, it's just, there's an exciting energy that's happening. And we're going to really feel like, oh, wow, new possibilities are here.
That sounds great. And if it sounds great to you, I want you to look beneath this video. And all of Amanda's links are there. The free gift that is there. The January event is there. All of her social media links and all the ways to connect with Amanda are there. It's right beneath this video. And if you happen to be listening to this on the audio podcast, just open up your phone and wherever you're listening to this right now. And in the description, all of her information is right there. Click those links and go and experience this. Experience the energy shift that we are describing here. And you know, go and make that huge, big impact in 2026.
Absolutely. There, you know, if not you, then who, right? And it's so important for people to own that. If not me, then who? Because each of us came in with unique gifts, unique talents, and a purpose. You know, don't compare yourself to others. You came here to be that uniqueness of who you are. And it's time to radiate that out into the world. And one of the things, remember, for your guests too, we're offering, you know, $100 off of that event. So it's only $97, or $197 for a VIP. Now, VIP, you want to come to that, because we're doing quarterly check-ins, because we don't want to get you all revved up, right? And then, like you said, not take the action, you know, not do the follow through. So we're going to do quarterly check-ins to see where everyone is at. But most importantly, this is about creating energetic alignment with yourself and with who you are and what your purpose is and what the next steps are, and taking you to a whole nother level personally and professionally, because this is the next 9-year cycle to do that.
Beautiful. Well, if you'd like to thank you for your generosity, by the way, for that. I'll just remind people the links are beneath this video and there's a coupon code there that you can use to get your $100 off. So Amanda, thank you for that. This has been great. I think we could launch into a full day workshop right now because I'm inspired and ready to go. There'll definitely be follow-up conversations to all of this. And before we sign off, this has been amazing. I just wanted to ask you if you had any final words of wisdom or advice to leave our audience with here today.
Yeah, I'm listening. The message is coming in. Don't be afraid. Take the step. You know, it might stretch you. And yeah, it could be scary, but just get started. Even if you're just beginning, but even if you have your, you know, your business has been going, but you know you want to go to this place, a different place, or expand it out, just say yes, because you wouldn't have gotten that idea or that inspiration if it wasn't so aligned and wasn't for you to do.
Yeah. Beautiful words to end this episode by. Amanda, thank you. And to our audience, thank you as well for the time and attention that you have here. And if you're still listening to my voice right now, it means that what we, Amanda and I have been talking about today has resonated with you. So again, take that aligned action towards the thing that you most want to manifest. And, you know, go and get Amanda's free gift. Come and join Amanda in January for the event. The information is right beneath this video. And remember, your path, your journey to make that big positive impact is possible. It's worth it. You are worth it. And the world desperately needs what you do. And you might just be one collaboration away from the big breakthrough that helps you to make that big impact. Perhaps Amanda is that person to learn from and to collaborate with. And we highly encourage you to reach out to her. So remember, the only way to fail is to quit. So keep moving forward, everyone, and we'll see you on the next one. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.